Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, a long time ago when we were just starting to do this show, we had a friend who worked for a winery in California called Franciscan, and we learned a lot about it, and we were quite attracted to the winery because they were always doing something really cool.
Yes, they were.
And they keep doing it. So I'm glad that you've decided to go revisit this.
Well, many, many, many years ago when I was still in the restaurant business, my house, quote-unquote Cabernet, both for the restaurant and my home, was the Franciscan Cabernet.
Right.
And it always represented a pretty good value, and I'm happy to say that it still does. But the winery has continued to – this is a premium Napa Valley Oakville-designated property, and they've done a lot of really interesting things. I'm going to give you a quick overview, and then we're going to talk about the red wines because, frankly, that's what Franciscan is truly all about.
Absolutely.
So they have 2013 – it's a white blend called Equilibrium, which is Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, and Muscat. Like this a lot. It's going to be bright floral notes with a slightly off-dry overall flavor profile with good acidity. If you were sort of thinking about sort of a classic have-fun-with-it white blend, this would fall into that category. It sells for about $21, so it's not quite a don't-think-about-it, but still pretty good value for the money. Their Chardonnay these days is an excellent value. This is their standard Chardonnay. It's 2012 vintage. Sells for about $18. I mean, if you're looking for classic Napa Valley Chardonnay, this is it. You know, oak, pear, apple, citrus, toast, yada, yada, yada. Very good bottle of wine for $18. It's a steal. Now, they were the first guys, I believe, in California who were working on wild yeast fermentation.
Yeah,
this was their Cuvée Sauvage project, and they've been doing this with their Napa / Carnera Chardonnay for many years. This sells for about $28. Definitely adds a layer of complexity. This is a very elegant wine, medium-bodied, terrific acidity, nice little bit of minerality that goes on there. So it's very impressively assembled. This one way to look at it, and the toastiness from the yeast really shows through.
And you get some complexity.
You definitely get some complexity for $28. You better get some complexity.
Absolutely. But,
okay, the reds. Two, Napa Cabernet and then a Cabernet blend called Magnificat. The Magnificat is magnificent. Sells for about $49, so it better be magnificent, and it is. And the regular cab sells for about $22, so that's still a pretty good value. Mm-hmm. And that's dynamite stuff. I mean, it's just your classic, you know, Napa / Rutherford Bench type with, you know, fine-grained tannins over powerful cassis, spice, black cherry, and plum flavors with a hint of dark chocolate. That's a lot going on for $22. The Magnificat, which is the Meritage blend from 2011, is Cab Sauv, Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. This is just the prior wine on steroids. Not necessarily in terms of weight, but in terms of overall complexity and depth of personality. There's a hint of coffee, chocolate, and mint overlaying your classic flavors with a little note of olive as well. Wonderful, silky texture, lovely, lovely wine. So that's something to be looked at. One unique project sort of coming out of left field, something to look for, has nothing to do with Franciscan, is a new product called Four Foxes. This is a Rick Tigner project. He's the president of Jackson Family Fine Wines, mm-hmm. and it's only a Chardonnay. It sells for $17 to $18 a bottle. Very nice wine. I've had it. It's a project to raise funds for Parkinson's disease, which is a disease that Rick's wife has, unfortunately,
and they're involved. Michael J. Fox.
And they're involved with Michael J. Fox. It's called Four Foxes. Nice little Chardonnay to have. And drink the wine, enjoy the wine, and support a good cause.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.